everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Joe.
Okay, so I have a question for you today, Joe.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so if you were trapped in somebody else's body, what would you do?
If I was trapped in somebody else's body, I would cry uncontrollably and hope that would solve the problem somehow. I don't know. I've never thought about that. That's a weird situation.
It is, a little bit.
You'd be in somebody else's body and you'd be seeing what they see and people would think you were that person, but you're not. So that would be just really odd and scary, I think.
I think so, yeah. There's two movies about that, right?
Yeah, there's two. And they're basically the same movie. Why are there two of them? I guess it's a popular topic.
One is called Freaky Friday,
yes.
Right? And Lindsay Lohan, when she was younger,
she's
in that movie.
She was in that movie.
Yeah, so if you guys want to check out that movie, you can check it out. But so why are we talking about this today? Well, if you guys remember, our last episode for Meet the Wongs, we kind of had this situation where mother and daughter, they were trapped in each other's bodies.
Okay, that's why we're talking about
this.
Yeah,
so let's take a look at our article to find out more.
Meet the Wongs. Break the spell.
Mrs. Wong and Paige run into each other in hopes to switch back. Mr. Wong, Grandpa, and the twins look on in distress.
Look, I don't think this is going to work. One of you is going to get seriously hurt.
You two should go to a temple. Taoist priests can help you. They'll break the spell.
I'm desperate to try anything.
The Wongs are at the temple. The Taoist priest performs a ritual. The Wongs are hopeful after the ritual.
Well, did it work?
I'm still trapped in Mom's body.
Maybe we'll just have to accept our fate.
That's easy for you to say. I don't want to be an old lady.
Excuse me?
The two of you have to stop arguing. Who knows? This might have happened because you keep arguing with each other.
You're being punished because you can't get along.
Word power!
Trap. 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 Trapped. Trapped. We were trapped in the building during the typhoon. We were trapped in the building during the typhoon. Except. Except. Life isn't always going to be fair. You have to accept that. Life isn't always going to be fair. You have to accept that. Argue. 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 Argued. Argued. Grace and John never agree. They argue about everything. Grace and John never agree. They argue about everything. Punish. Punish. Nick stole money from his mother, so she punished him. Nick stole money from his mother, so she punished him.
So before we begin our article today, let's get everyone up to date about what's been going on in the Wong family. Our article says, the scenario describes Mrs. Wong and Paige have been trapped in each other's bodies for a week now. Okay, Grandpa, Mr. Wong, and the twins are now aware of, or they know about the situation. They all put their heads together to find a solution.
Okay, they're going to try and figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
So Mrs. Wong and Paige run into each other in hopes to switch back. Mr. Wong, Grandpa and the twins look on in distress.
Yeah, so they're running into each other because actually that's how it started.
That's how it started. They ran into each other.
Heads.
Literally.
That's how, yeah.
Okay.
So they're hoping like maybe if we keep bumping heads, we'll go back to, you know, we can reverse it
somehow.
Yeah. Okay, so Mr. Wong is concerned and realizes this isn't the best solution, okay? Mr. Wong says, look, I don't think this is going to work. One of you is going to get seriously hurt. So we can say, look, when we want to get somebody's attention so that you can suggest something or tell them something. Here's another example that might be useful when you're in the middle of an argument. For example, look, I'm tired of fighting. Can we just let it go?
That's right. It doesn't mean look, like look over there.
Yeah.
It's just saying, I'm going to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I want you to understand something.
Yeah.
Now we have Grandpa Wong. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He's going to join the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you two should go to a temple. Okay,
mm.
Yeah, go to a temple. Maybe if you pray or make some kind of offering or make a deal, something good will happen.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Taoist priests can help you. They'll break the spell. Okay, Taoist priests, these are like the holy people at the temple.
Mm-hmm.
They know all about the gods and the goddesses and how you can make a deal with them if you pray or say the right things. He can break the spell. A spell is like magic words that you say to make something happen. You know, like in Disney movies where the witch will cast a spell and turn the prince into a frog or something like that. That's a spell. To break the spell means to take the spell back and make things the way they were before.
Yeah, kind of like when Snow White, she ate an apple, right?
Yes.
And then, I forgot what happened to her. I don't even remember.
Something happened.
Yeah.
Sleeping Beauty fell asleep.
Yes, okay.
That's
then,
easy to remember. Sleeping Beauty, what happened to her? She fell asleep.
That was a spell.
Mm-hmm.
And to break the spell, the prince had to kiss her.
That's
right.
Forget about Snow White.
Okay.
Sleeping Beauty.
Okay, so Mrs. Wong has been stuck in Paige's body for a week now. So she's in Paige's body when she says this. She says, I'm desperate to try anything. So if you're desperate, it means you are willing to do anything to change a very bad situation. And you do not care about the danger.
That's right. She doesn't care. She's desperate.
Mm-hmm.
She'll do anything. She just wants to get back to her own body and her own life. Now, we have another scenario here. It says the Wongs are at the temple.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to give this a try.
Okay.
The Taoist priest performs a ritual.
Oh.
Okay, a ritual is like a traditional set of actions that is performed in the same way. So it never changes.
Mm-hmm.
The words never change. The actions never change. You do it the same way. And we often see this with religions, whether
mm-hmm.
it's Buddhism, Taoism, Christianity, Judaism,
mm-hmm.
Islam, any of the religions of the world. They all have their own rituals.
Okay, so another scenario is next, and it says the Wongs are hopeful after the ritual. They're like, okay, this must have worked. It's going to work, right?
This better work.
Yeah.
This is all we've got left, this Taoist ritual.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Grandpa Wong. He says, well, did it work? Okay, he wants to know, so he's going to talk to Paige and Paige's mother, and okay, did it work? Are you back in your own bodies? Can we go back to normal, please?
Do you think it worked?
I hope so for both of them. They've been this way for a week.
Yeah.
7 days? Imagine, like, okay, if I was in my dad's body for a week.
7 days.
That's a long time,
yeah.
Especially if you're a teenager. You know, you just want to go back to your teenage life and go back to the way things were, I am sure.
Okay, so Paige, who is trapped in Mrs. Wong's body, is disappointed.
Okay.
She says, I'm still trapped in Mom's body. If you are trapped, you are in a bad situation or dangerous place and you cannot escape. For example, if you were in an elevator and it stopped working, you'd be trapped in the elevator. Here's an example sentence. We were trapped in the building during the typhoon. We were trapped in the building during the typhoon.
Okay, so she's trapped. She cannot get out. Next, we learn that Paige, or rather, Mrs. Wong, says, maybe we'll just have to accept our fate. They're going to accept it. If you accept something, it just means that you say, well, it's going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do anything about it. And so you just kind of say, well, whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, so that's the way it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We could say, life isn't always going to be fair. You have to accept that. Life isn't always going to be fair. You have to accept that. We also saw the word fate. Now, your fate is what's going to happen to you in the future. And we often say that if something is fate, it means that it cannot be changed. You can't do anything to change what's going to happen in the future. It's just going to happen to you. So sometimes, to comfort ourselves, when something happens and it's not necessarily a good thing, we say, well, it's just our fate. It's something that's going to happen and we can't change it.
So Mrs. Wong, or should we say Paige, is already upset about the whole situation, right? She's desperate. She wants to get out of her mom's body. But she actually gets a little mad at her mom's response when
Uh-oh.
She said, accept our fate.
Mm-hmm.
She says, that's easy for you to say. I don't want to be an old lady.
Ooh.
Yikes. That's quite a rude thing to say to your
Not
mom.
Not very nice, no.
You should never say your mom looks old or that she's old. No, no.
No, you don't go to your mom and say, Mom, man, you look old. No. That's you're going to get in some big trouble for that one. Next, Paige, or should we say Mrs. Wong? Wow, I'm getting confused here. Back and forth. Who's Paige? Who's Wong? Who's Mrs. Wong? Paige says, excuse me? Now, you can imagine your mom saying that. It's not, oh, excuse me, I need to walk by. Excuse me? What did you just say to me, young lady?
Okay, so Mr. Wong, he knows that something's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
So he says, the two of you have to stop arguing. Okay, so to argue with someone means to disagree with someone in words, often in an angry way. We argue with our friends every now and then, right?
Mm-hmm. Everybody argues once in a while.
Here's an example sentence. Grace and John never agree. They argue about everything. Grace and John never agree. They argue about everything.
Okay, so we have Mr. Wong. He's kind of trapped in the middle between his wife and his daughter. Poor, poor Mr. Wong. He continues to say, who knows? This might have happened because you keep arguing with each other. Okay, that's his theory. That's his idea. He's saying, well, you two keep arguing. You're always fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this happens so you'll see things through each other's eyes. Maybe you'll understand each other a bit more. Ah, wise, wise Mr. Wong.
And then Grandpa Wong, he actually agrees with Mr. Wong. He says, you're being punished because you can't get along. So the word punish is a verb, and it means to make someone suffer because they have done something wrong. For example, if you don't finish your homework, your teacher might punish you by making you stay after class. Here's an example sentence for the word punish. Nick stole money from his mother, so she punished him. Nick stole money from his mother, so he punished him.
We also saw the phrase to get along. Now, this phrase just means the way that you interact with somebody else. If you get along well, it means your friends, your buddies. You can joke around, you have a good time together. If you don't get along, it means you're kind of like enemies.
Yeah, and
you're
not
friends.
All the time.
You're arguing and you're fighting. So he's saying you don't get along. You're not behaving well. You're not treating each other well. That is why this is happening to you.
Yeah. So we've come to the end of today's article, but stay tuned for our wrap up.
All right. Today on the program on Meet the Wongs, we've had this kind of bizarre scenario going on. We have Paige and her mother, and they've switched bodies. They inhabit each other's bodies. And of course, they don't want this to continue.
No.
Paige especially is quite desperate. They want to try anything. What did they try first? They tried running into each other?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Physically running into each other, just hoping the impact will switch their souls back to each other. Just boom, okay, we're cured. It's like that app on your phone, Bump.
Oh,
you ever seen
okay.
that where you bump phones together and you switch contact information?
Okay.
Maybe she has that app on her phone or something, and she thought that would work.
Mm.
It didn't work,
nope.
Believe it or not. And then they tried something else, right?
They went to the temple.
They went
to
the temple.
Taoist priest.
Yes.
And the Taoist priest did some rituals, which is like kind of like a ceremony, or like where they maybe he was doing some chanting,
yes.
or like I don't know. I don't know what happens in a temple. Something related
something
to that.
Something magical involving the gods and
yeah.
the goddesses, and they hoped that would work. That didn't work either.
Mm-mm.
Not even the gods can help them
yeah.
to switch back to each other's bodies. So they're kind of getting a little bit on edge,
yeah.
a little angry. Paige especially is starting to lose patience. She's getting angry. She said, I don't want to be an old lady. She said that to her mom, and of course that did not go over well with Mrs. Wong. But Mr. Wong and Grandpa Wong, they said, look, there's a reason this is happening.
Mm.
It might be because you two are fighting. You're arguing.
Always fighting, yeah.
You don't get along. Mm-hmm. Remember that phrase from today. It's a very useful one. We use it all the time. Well, we're going to have to wait to find out what's going to happen. Will they be able to switch back? We'll find out, hopefully, on our next program. Until then, for A Plus English, I'm Joe.
I'm Angeline.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Step by step.
Look, I don't think this is going to work. Look, I don't think this is going to work.
We have no other choice. Don't give up. Let's try again.
Look, I don't think this is going to work.
I've been saying that for the last 15 minutes. This is definitely a dead end. We need to find another way.
Look, I don't think this is going to work.
We have no other choice. Don't give up. Let's try again.
Look, I don't think this is going to work.
I've been saying that for the last 15 minutes. This is definitely a dead end. We need to find another way.
Yes, I'd love to see a movie with you.
Yes, I'd love to see a movie with you.
Hello everyone, this is Celine. 通常一开始想要约一个喜欢的人出去，你会约他去做什么呢？现代人最常约的呢，大概就是看电影了。因为在公众场合约会呢，通常会比较安全，也比较没有压力。那看完电影还会有主题可以聊一聊，看看合不合拍。如果你被喜欢的人约去看电影，例如他可能会问你 Would you like to see a movie with me tomorrow? Would you like to see a movie with me tomorrow? 你明天想要去看个电影吗？你很愿意的话，你就可以说 Yes, I'd love to see a movie with you. Yes, I'd love to see a movie with you. 好啊，我很愿意跟你去看电影。那这就是我们今天的小聚会咯。看电影除了 see a movie, 也可以说 go to the movies. So we could also say, Would you like to go to the movies with me tomorrow? Would you like to go to the movies with me tomorrow? And the answer would be, Yes, I'd love to go to the movies with you.Yes, I'd love to go to the movies with you. 我们也可以把电影改成其他的活动，例如去个派对好了。Yes, I'd love to go to the party with you. Yes, I'd love to go to the party with you. 问句也是可以依照这个活动来改变哦。那最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子。Yes, I'd love to see a movie with you. 很好，那小聚我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Yes, I'd love to see a movie with you.
Yes, I'd love to see a movie with you.
Meet the Wongs. Break the spell.
Mrs. Wong and Paige run into each other in hopes to switch back. Mr. Wong, Grandpa, and the twins look on in distress.
Look, I don't think this is going to work. One of you is going to get seriously hurt.
You two should go to a temple. Taoist priests can help you. They'll break the spell.
I'm desperate to try anything.
The Wongs are at the temple. The Taoist priest performs a ritual. The Wongs are hopeful after the ritual.
Well, did it work?
I'm still trapped in Mom's body.
Maybe we'll just have to accept our fate.
That's easy for you to say. I don't want to be an old lady.
Excuse me?
The two of you have to stop arguing. Who knows? This might have happened because you keep arguing with each other.
You're being punished because you can't get along.
Trap. 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 Trapped. Trapped. We were trapped in the building during the typhoon. We were trapped in the building during the typhoon. Except. Except. Life isn't always going to be fair. You have to accept that. Life isn't always going to be fair. You have to accept that. Argue. 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 Argued. Argued. Grace and John never agree. They argue about everything. Grace and John never agree. They argue about everything. Punish. Punish. Nick stole money from his mother, so she punished him. Nick stole money from his mother, so she punished him.